In his book, The Souls of Black Folk, W.B. Du Bois wrote that between him and the other world, there is ever an unasked question. It is the same question that I wrestle with. How does it feel as a black person in America to be seen by the world as a problem? Even though we live in a post-racial country where we openly struggle with the dichotomy of having both a black president and an ongoing Black Lives Matter social movement, I'm actually beginning to believe that America does not have a race problem. It has a problem with whiteness. An American-created concept that defines privilege and poverty, that allows certain people and excludes others. It is a social category. It's not even based upon or defined by biology or even genetics. This problem of whiteness was best stated by Richard Wright, who in 1945 was asked by Jean-Paul Sartre to explain the Negro problem. He replied by saying that there is no Negro problem. There is a white problem. 70-odd years later, it is still the same old problem. And as we move towards the end of 2016 and we prepare for the exit of our first black president and the inauguration of a president-elect who seems committed to keeping us separated, we must commit ourselves to working harder to resist, to leaning into those spaces and teaching about these issues. We are one nation, we are one country, and we cannot allow ourselves to grapple with the race problem, the problem of whiteness, anymore. This has been Dr. K for WYPR, your NPR news station.